This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
Message 1 was received at 1:20 a.m. today.
Hey, it's Mickey.
Slate's political weblog columnist Mickey Kouse was up late again last night, and he left this audio blog on our voicemail.
Did you see that amazing issue of Reason magazine? It has, on every issue, an aerial photo of the house of the particular subscriber who got that issue. So they've managed to feed each subscriber's name into a computer and generate an aerial photo of the house, and your house is circled when you get the magazine. It's really a shock. You'd think that they would be using this to argue against this massive invasion of privacy, but it's exactly the opposite. The author, Declan McCullough, attacks overblown panicky concerns about private use of databases. He points out that it enables more efficient provision of products to people who really want it. But when it comes to government data mining, Reason magazine, as befits a libertarian publication, gets all panicky and overblown. It talks about a police state and an ominous-sounding Justice Department plan to put America's names, addresses, and Social Security numbers in a database. Call it the anti-databasification position. I don't understand, though, why I should be completely complacent about having Microsoft connect my name, address, and all the other private data, but be terrified when the Homeland Security Agency does the same thing. With all due respect, what the Homeland Security Agency is trying to stop, which is Al-Qaeda terrorism, is a bit more threatening than what Microsoft is trying to stop, which is Linux. But letting American terror hunters mine my data the way my bank already mines my data doesn't even seem a close call, even if a government blue ribbon panel can agonize about it. See ya.
Opinion from our fun blogger, Mickey Kouse. And yes, he was biting the hand that feeds him. Slate magazine, where Mickey blogs, is owned by Microsoft.